Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and we are now joined by Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting, and we've got a few minutes here to talk about, I think I'm right about this, that we're in Cancer. We just had the official solstice, which was on Thursday the 20th. And I find that always fascinating that it never falls on the exact same date. It always brings to mind the trip I took to Boise, Idaho in 1981, and it was on the solstice, and it was 9 o'clock, and the sun wasn't down yet, so it drove me nuts. But we also have some other astronomical event coming up tomorrow, Sunday the 23rd.
Yes, on Sunday, the moon is full in the sign of Capricorn in the wee hours of the morning Pacific time. It should be really gorgeous if you're one of those early birds. It'll be gorgeous tonight and tomorrow at night, too. But
I love the fact that I can actually walk around outside at night without a flashlight. It's really kind of nice. Tell me about a full moon and the importance of a full moon and significance of ceremony on that night.
Well, there's just times that are stronger and weaker. You know, everything ebbs and flows. And the thing that it took me forever, it's actually a real easy astrological concept, but the full moon, it took me forever to figure out, the full moon is always in the sign that's opposing the sun sign. And the sun is now in the sign of Cancer, and the full moon is 180 degrees across in the sign of Capricorn. And so, you know, I always encourage people to do whatever prayers and meditations and rituals and ceremonies that they feel they need whenever they feel they need it. But there are definitely times that are more powerful. The full moon is one of those. And if you feel so inclined, the full moon is a time of maxing out. It's a time of completion. And so it's a good time to kind of honor and acknowledge what you've finished and done, especially in the last 28 to 30 days, and kind of wrap things up and in preparation for starting a new cycle.
Excellent advice. Excellent advice. And I would agree with you in terms of any time.
Anytime.
If you feel the need for some kind of cleansing, renewal,
or
release, whatever it takes. And folks can certainly get in touch with you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com as well as the Facebook page that you have, Beth McDonald Consulting.
Yes.
And they can also contact you via the phone, the old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way, yeah.
I can't believe we're using that term. 9630842. Now, next week, we enter the last Saturday and the last weekend of June, and we're heading into July, into the second half of 2013. What will we be looking at very briefly in the last 10 seconds?
All right. Well, we'll focus on the sign of Cancer.
Still on the Cancer. All right. Very good. We're going to get back to our six-fix guest here on Tell Me Your Story. Stay with us.